We do love talking theater here on Northland Morning. Paul Diener is directing a show called Fences. It was written by August Wilson, who, if I'm remembering correctly, I want to say is a Minnesota playwright. He wrote it in 1985, and it's set in the 1950s, and it talks about the evolving African-American experience and race relations. Director Paul Diener on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you on the line. So you are looking for African-American actors for this show. That is kind of a challenge to decide to mount a show that specifically has to do with people of color and has to do with race relations. Obviously, you got to cast people of color in these roles, and yet you don't have as large a pool of prospects from which to choose from as you would otherwise. What's that been like?
Well, so far the experience has been great. We've been making outreach to the Duluth neighborhoods, leaders in the community, and leaders in the city to spread the word to folks not only in the African American community, the Black community, but to all their friends who might have folks who might be interested in the show. So this morning will be the first time we'll have an actual information session in Duluth. We'll have another one tomorrow, and then we will have a third information session on Friday. So we don't know right now how many folks will definitely be interested and drop into our day-long information sessions. They can drop in any time. It won't take very long, maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most. And we will have a good sense of the barometer, so to speak, by the end of this week to see what kind of interest there is.
It's kind of unusual to do auditions where you kind of start at the beginning with an informational approach and also where you realize that the majority, won't say all, but the majority of your actors are people, or potential actors are people maybe who don't have any theater experience at all.
That's correct, and we've never backed down to a challenge in our community theater, which is based upon the North Shore. We've been doing this for 15 years, so we're taking a risk here, so to speak. We're not sure what the response will be, but we know the movie Fences, which came out in December, had an enormous impact, on the world. On the movie viewing world, and it deals with the Black cultural experience in America. And so it's not so much a play about diversity, it's about the Black cultural experience. And in this case, a blue-collar working family in 1957 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Now, it's an interesting thing to explore a little bit, and of course, in essence, I think really it would be additionally interesting to get the opinion of a person of color about this, for example, because there's a lot of conversation amongst people of all colors in the theatrical community. Certainly there are some roles and some parts that you do not want to cast against. I mean, you don't, unless you're doing it for effect, you don't cast a man in a woman's part or a woman in a man's part. This came up, of course, years ago. Many Native Americans feel that you need Native actors to play Native roles. Obviously, African American people in many instances feel you need African American actors to really bring the correct depth of experience. And yet, some people who are in the theatrical community say that, well, you know, in some circumstances, acting and trying to inhabit somebody else's perspective and doing that research for the role is part of what acting is all about. And that, you know, maybe you don't always have to cast strictly according to type. What's your sense of that?
Out of respect for writer August Wilson, he was pretty emphatic about wanting Black actors to perform Black roles. He was very emphatic that he wanted a Black director who was not only talented but had a sense of the Black cultural experience to direct the movie, because the movie would be a permanent record. So that is a for sure. He did fudge. There have been white directors, such as myself, who directed his plays. But he was very emphatic about that and wanting to keep that connection there. So out of respect for him, that's how I'm approaching this. Certainly being a white man from up on the North Shore who used to live in Duluth, coming down to direct a show written specifically about African Americans, the American experience, could be a bit of an eyebrow raiser for some. But somebody has to start the ball rolling somewhere here. And I certainly was inspired by the script. It's great art. It doesn't have so much a direct diversity agenda for me. What it is a great piece of art. And it also happens to be about the black experience in America. And being an experienced play director who's directed shows with many multitudes, dozens of inexperienced actors here up on the North Shore, in Silver Bay and Duluth, I believe I have the chops and the confidence to do this, but we must have a pure cast, so to speak, and that means all black actors. And we may have black actors who are visiting from overseas, but if they can act an American brogue, an American delivery, a 1957 Pittsburgh delivery, that's acting we want as well. So,
even that would be a little bit interesting in the sense, Paul, because I'm completely understand and I'm 100% behind what I think August Wilson had in mind, because what he was saying is that you can't be true to this material if you are not familiar with the experience of African Americans here in this country. Now, if you get actors in from overseas, are they going to be they won't have lived that experience. Will they be able to do the same job that maybe a less experienced actor, but someone who's lived the material?
In strict terms, no. In strict terms, as a white man, I have not lived the black experience. I grew up in South Minneapolis, but my neighborhood was white, and I moved to the North Shore in the early 90s, and it's essentially white where we live. That's the nature of the demographics. So as I have to learn, I will determine in the audition process if I feel these folks have the chops, number one, to act, number two, to do their lines, and number three, from hopefully other African-American actors, we can learn and be taught on the way. I am certainly not a know-it-all. Ignorance is perhaps my biggest asset here, because it'll force me to ask the questions and explore those areas. And I will need the help of the cast to do that.
Well, this is a fascinating program. Not only is it going to be fascinating from an artistic standpoint, and there could be some real surprises and some breakout, new actors coming out of the community. But it, as you had talked about, it's an outreach program, and it's a way of somebody saying, hey, let's just take an action. Let's get something moving. And I'm open to how to make it the best that it can be. This is going to be really exciting, Paul. I hope that we have the opportunity to talk with you again soon, find out how the informational sessions went, how your potential cast might be shaping up, and kind of take it from there.
And Lisa, if people want to find out information, they can access lfct.us, lfct.us. It has the information there about today's information session, tomorrow's, and the next one, to explain the project first to people. And then if they're interested, we can go to the next step and look at auditions. You don't have to be experienced to these info sessions. Just show up. We'll talk about it, see if it piques your interest. And Lisa, on your other point, I hope this perhaps down the line raises the bigger issue about black theater of color, Native American theater, or lack thereof on our main stages in Duluth. Why is that? No finger pointing here, but it begs the question, and it could beg that broader issue maybe in a symposium style down the line. It does beg the question, though.
Paul, it's been a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll get the information up on the website so that folks will find it easy to locate. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.
Director Paul Diener is holding informational sessions. He's hoping to cast and mount a production of August Wilson's drama Fences. And with that in mind, he's got information sessions to look for actors, to get some input, to talk to folks about what the production's going to be like. Today, a drop-in center at Community Action Duluth in the cafeteria on West 5th Street from 10 o'clock this morning until 4 p.m. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., drop-in hours at the Duluth-Denfeld High School cafeteria on 44th Avenue West. And on Friday, drop-in session from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Youth Services at the Washington Center Conference Room, if folks would like more information. Of course, links will be up on our website at KUMD.org.